Sin.
许多人猜测中国灵活股票基金的业绩不佳，促使贝莱德终止了投资，但贝莱德称原因是缺乏新投资者的兴趣。
Monetary losses aside, the company has also come under the scrutiny of American lawmakers due to its investment strategy in what is arguably America's primary adversary, raising concerns that the company's activities may pose a national security threat.
除了金钱上的损失，贝莱德还因其对美国主要对手的投资战略而受到美国立法者的关注，因为这可能对美国国家安全构成威胁。
In August, Bloomberg reported that BlackRock, among other money managers, were bracing for more regulatory scrutiny following a congressional probe over their investment in Chinese companies and an executive order aimed at curtailing specific investments there.
今年八月，彭博社报道称，贝莱德和其他基金管理公司正准备接受更多的监管审查，因为美国国会对他们在中国公司的投资进行了调查。总统还颁布了一项行政命令，旨在限制美国基金在中国的具体投资。
On August 9, 2023, the Biden administration signed an executive order seeking to limit investments in China, and just a few weeks prior to this, the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party said that BlackRock's investments in Chinese companies were acting against U.S. interests. The committee demanded that BlackRock hand over documents about the inclusion of Chinese firms in its funds.
2023年8月9日，拜登政府签署行政命令，试图限制对华投资。而就在此前几周，众议院中共问题特别委员会表示，贝莱德对中国公司的投资有损美国利益。该委员会要求贝莱德交出将中国公司纳入其基金的相关文件。
According to the China Securities Investment Funds Association, 2,344 private equity funds have been canceled in China this year as of September 2023. The Financial Times also reported that mutual funds focused on China saw $647 million in outflows in the second quarter of this year, and the 10 largest China-focused mutual funds have seen their assets shrink by 40% since 2021.
据中国证券投资基金业协会统计，截至2023年9月，今年中国已有2344个私募基金注销。金融时报也报道称，今年第二季度，专注于中国的共同基金流出了$6.47亿，自2021年以来，十家最大的专注于中国的共同基金的资产缩水了40%。
Compounding this, following the introduction of the anti-espionage law by Chinese communist authorities, foreign investors have made a record sell-off of mainland Chinese stocks, resulting in a cut-off of financial foreign investment.
此外，中共当局出台反间谍法后，外国投资者创纪录地抛售中国大陆股票，导致金融外资断流。
At the same time, foreign investors and multinational corporations are accelerating their withdrawal from Hong Kong's stock market. Domestic investors have become wary as well.
与此同时，外国投资者和跨国公司正加速撤离香港股市，国内投资者也开始警惕。
The Wall Street Journal published an article on August 3rd with a rather pessimistic description of the Chinese stock market, writing, China's 200 million strong army of retail investors have withdrawn from the stock market and started to increasingly put their money into money market funds and insurance products, or simply deposited it in bank accounts, which has had a huge impact on the A-share market, adding that, according to official estimates, retail trading accounted for about 60% of total trading in China's stock market last year.
华尔街日报8月3日发表文章，对中国股市进行了相当悲观的描述。文章写道， 中国两亿散户投资者大军已经退出股市，开始越来越多地将资金投入货币市场基金和保险产品，或者干脆存入银行账户，这对 A 股市场造成了巨大冲击。文章还说，据官方估计，去年散户交易约占中国股市总交易量的 60%。
Other financial giants are warning that investing in the Chinese stock market is risky, to say the least. Morgan Stanley has continuously downgraded China's A share market and has publicly urged investors to stay away from it, considering it to be full of fraud.
其他金融巨头也警告说，投资中国股市风险较大。摩根士丹利不断下调中国 A 股市场的评级，基于中国股市充满欺诈，他公开呼吁投资者远离中国股市。
Student centers are now open in 7 locations throughout the Lower Mainland. Students can access job postings, design professional resumes, and prepare for interviews at the centers. Employers can post job positions at no charge and find hundreds of enthusiastic students to fill them. For more information, call 604-666-HIRE. That's 666-9830.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chen Show. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you a song by Shrind Kelly, and it's called Nova, which is from the album titled Archipelago, released in March 2018. 听朋友大家下午好，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的拉圈的秀。现在呢，到了我们加拿大音乐人最新发行的专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Shred Kelly 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Nova。
ever needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time you know you're satisfied is when he's on a trunk. Mama, tell your children
heard is from Vincent Building and it's called The House of Rising Sun and it's from the album titled The Voice is Mine, which was released in March 2018. Aplexed is a song by Dana Stone and it's called Thinking of You, which is from the album titled Everything I've Known, which was released in March 2018. 听众朋友，刚才你欣赏的这首歌曲呢是来自 Vincent Building 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 House of the Rising Sun。接下来请大家欣赏来自 BC 的音乐人 Dana Stone 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Thinking of You。
Thinking of you, you beat me up.
在欣赏完加拿大音乐人制作的音乐之后呢，我们再回到更多的华人音乐节目。首先要带给大家的是来自蔡琴演唱的歌曲《旅》。Now we're back to more Chinese music. First is a song vocaled by潘越云 and it's called 旅, which means voyage.
Thank you.
the last song for today's music section of the Chinese show is a song called Yun, which means cloud, and it's vocalized by Zhou Xiuyun. And Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please join next week on Saturday noon. 听众朋友，今天要带给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由卓秀云演唱的《云》。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。